Yes, welcome to Across the Line, North Coast Punk Pop to start. This is Axis of. Axis of. Get us out of the traps tonight. Pop punk princes. It's a good idea to have a tongue twister in your first link.
Whatever I do next, I'm going to feel a lot more pressure because Blood has. It's got this thing about it now that people are kind of expecting a lot of me, and I have to live up to that.
So my name's Riggs, it is Across the Line. On tonight's show, the making of the brand new single, the debut single proper, from Dirty Soak. Throughout the show, we'll hear from our Carrie Davenport. She's out in Texas at the Mammoth Music HQ Industry Festival, that is, South by Southwest, to bring us the Wonder Villains, Travel as a Tourist, and other Northern Irish acts on air for us this evening as we find out just what they're up to over in Austin, Texas. And next door, it should be a very curious session indeed. My house band for the evening, Make Some Noise, Team Rocket. This is going to be fun. In the second hour of the show, King of the Scenesters, Johnny Tiernan. He'll join me to exchange new Irish music. We also have your gig guide in there as well. Loads of local music news. And between 9 and 10 o'clock, live on BBC Radio Ulster, some brand new music from Little Matador, Wood Burning Savages, In Their Thousands, and other bands you may not have heard of, but may well love come 10 o'clock tonight. But right now, from Coleraine, this is new from Two Glass Eyes. From Coleraine, Port Stewart Direction, debut album. Well, it was an extended EP that came out last year. It was called Nests, but this is Two Glass Eyes, new from them. It's called Mend. There's things that happen at South by Southwest that you don't necessarily expect, because it's all about sort of meeting people and sort of, you know, getting to, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise meet, because everyone is bunched in the same little part of the world for a few days, right? So what Northern Irish people are there doing exactly that in the next few days, Kai?
There's loads and loads of Northern Irish guys here. We've got the big Northern Irish showcase event tonight in Latitude 30, which is the British Music Showcase for the week. Mm-hmm. There's going to be different showcases from all over, and we start in there tonight. We've got Unknown, Wonder Villains, Rams Pocket Radio, and then Phil Faggart, our old friend, now on Radio 1. He's going to be doing a DJ set, and then those guys are all playing the Full Irish Breakfast, which is a big one in BD Riley's on Friday. So it's bands from all over Ireland as well. People like Wounds and September Girls are doing that. And then you've loads of free things like that just appear from nowhere. All the gigs are free in. All the events pretty much are free in. And there's just loads and loads of secret things. Like at the minute, there's a stand just across from me giving away tickets for free to see Coldplay in London Grammar. You have to like enter a competition to win. So it keeps you on your toes. It all changes very quickly here.
Okay, well, great. We're chatting to you on the Monday now. This is day one. This is why we have done this, Cara. It's because no one can get too frazzled or worn out. We're getting you now while we've got all the bands nice and fresh. So we're going to kind of display the fruits of your labour between 9 and 10 o'clock. Some chats that you've done with some of the bands that are knocking about from Northern Ireland over in South by Southwest. But in the meantime, you get back to working hard and to having fun, Cara. All right, enjoy the rest of the week.
I will do, and I'll try and bring you back some sunshine from Texas. All right.
Okay, good stuff. Make sure those bands are working hard as well. One of the bands out there representing Lisburn and Northern Ireland over at South by Southwest in Texas, in Austin, are this lot, Rams Pocket Radio. Any excuse to play this track. Wonderful piece of music from the debut album Baton. This is Rams and Cavities.
Cavities. buildings, black teeth, bridges rotten underneath. Skies bleed through the trees. A stardust self-destruct, achieving nonplussed, a Christian.
So tonight's session guests, two guys from Port Stewart, I think, and one guy from Georgia, I think, aka Team Rocket. Massively prolific. Barely a month goes by that they haven't something new for us in the BBC Introducing Uploader. We've played many tracks of theirs in the last couple of years. Seems strange and rude that we're only getting to meet the lads now. And it'll be interesting to see how this is going to work. It's like a chiptune, indie pop outfit, who I assume make the most of kind of studio trickery. So we've got to strip them down to their acoustics as best that we can in our little Stewart, in our little studio. Cool points already out the window, guys. You can't dance to your own music. It's not, you know what I mean? That's not going to, you know what I mean? I know I listen to my own radio show all the time, but you can't dance to your own music. Do you know what, if I was in a band, that's all I would do. Okay, so left to right, my left to right, tell me what your name is and what you're going to be doing in this session.
I guess I'm first then. I'm Rory, and I'm going to be doing the lead vocals and also playing the keyboard, which is where we get a lot of the 8-bit Game Boy noises from.
Okay, give us some noises there then, Rory.
Oh, sure. I think actually at the minute I'm playing lovely strings.
Ah,
very romantic.
How emo. Yeah, wow. Let's get cozy. All right, who's next to you then, Rory?
Then it's Kit. I'm on guitar. Pretty straightforward.
Give us a riff, Kit. Don't worry, he's saving his best for this for the actual
hey,
session.
That's mean. What's my best? Thank
that's
you
only
much.
Two chords I know, man. Kit, who's next to you then? And what's he doing? Because he doesn't have a microphone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is Jordan Jones. He's our resident bassist.
Okay.
Extraordinaire. Hit us up.
Jordan, give us a riff. Give us a bass riff. Your finest. You see, wow. He knows what he's doing. That was the best. He wins. Good. Okay, so the first of three session tracks from Team Rocket. We're going to get to know you a little bit better at some point during the show as well. But by way of introduction, what's the first track you're going to play?
The first track we're going to play is Above the Clouds.
It's from our last EP, Living the Dream.
Off, it's time to go now. Another chance just passed us by. Sometimes the best beginnings start with a goodbye. It's hard to keep my mind from taking over and looking down when the stars align. And even though we're scared of falling, we're going to fly. So let's spend our futures building a ladder to the clouds. In times of great escape.
Hi, so this is Carrie Davenport back at South by Southwest for BBC Across the Line, and I am joined by the Wonder Villains.
Hey!
They're very excited to be here, as you can hear, and we are right outside the Latitude 30, which is the British Music Embassy for the week. Guys are going to be playing here tonight. So you guys, something a wee bit different. You were here before a couple of years ago. What did you get out of that whenever you came to South by last time?
It's great. It's a festival to be part of. I think what it does is it raises your profile here, but it kind of translates back across the regional profile back home as well.
Yeah, it's strange. You can start conversations here that will lead to things actually happening when you're back home, and it's, you know, it's pretty amazing, really. It's led to a lot of fun things for us, and we've got maybe some labels coming to see us, and it's kind of when we come back, and I got our publishers coming down, so it's an exciting time to be back here.
It is one of those places where you can bump into anybody. You've no idea who's going to be at your shows. Yeah, so seeing as you guys played here 2 years ago, is there anything you learnt from that time when you were here? Anything you might do a wee bit differently?
Ooh, it was really, really good last year, so I would say not much differently, just more of the same. But, you know, it was a great, fun time. We learned how to rock more, and we're hoping this time is also going to be amazing. So eat more food, because the food here is awesome. Other than that, exactly the same, but better. Woohoo!
Brilliant. You guys have been in Austin since yesterday morning, and I hear you had quite an exciting day. Eimear, tell us a wee bit about your celebrity spotting.
Oh my God, yes, I spotted a huge celebrity, physically and literally. He was massive. Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
Yeah, got a selfie with him. It was actually really embarrassing. Like, there was loads of people taking photos of him, and I was like, I'm going to jump on this, and got the picture. And then I was like, sorry, who is that? And they were like, dude, that's Shaquille O'Neal. And I was like, oh my God.
That is amazing. It probably brought him down to earth a wee bit. You see, he got photographed with you is the way to look at it, not the other way around.
He's tweeting it as well.
Brilliant. Well, guys, enjoy your show tonight, and thank you very much for meeting up with us in Austin.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Search for that. Right, it is Across the Line. We are live on air until 10 o'clock. More reports from South by Southwest between now and the end of the show. But right now it's the making of the brand new single from Soak.
Hi, I'm Soak, and this is the making of my EP, Blood. This track is Explosions.
My mind is a hurricane tide. I've been stitching threads to pull us by. These threads are not thick.
The EP is called Blood because every song on this EP is written about a family relation or a friend relation. I feel like they all come into one because your family is your blood and your friends are your extended blood, or in my circumstances anyway, because of such a tight friend group.
Your heart, your heart. Your heart, your heart.
Last year, well, a bit longer than that actually, we released Sea Creatures. Basically, between that EP and this EP, I've done two tours, and we've built up a massive team behind us and signed a publishing deal with Universal. Just everything's just going up on the scale.
Ocean.
Definitely written a lot more work in that time, like maybe 20 songs. Ian Archer over in London, who he produced Jake Bugg's, I think his first record, well, he co-wrote anyway, and went over and did some co-writing with him recently, and the new stuff sound really good as well. And it's cool because the whole Blood EP is actually like it was written at the same time that Sea Creatures were being released, so, you know, I'm kind of backtracking a bit, but it's new to some people, so it's strange that way. I don't think I was that pressured to release anything. Well, personally, I didn't feel that pressured, but I knew there was pressure coming from the likes of my management and the label and things like that to be like, come on, get something out there. We haven't released in ages, and you know, you don't want to keep people waiting too long because then they get fed up and they leave, which isn't good.
From depth of heavy heart to my heavy feet.
I think now, with whatever I do next, I'm going to feel a lot more pressure because Blood has, it's got this thing about it now that people are kind of expecting a lot of me, and I have to live up to that. So I think with whatever we do next, because like, to be honest, there's already been pressure. Like, I was over in London this week and there's already like questions about what are you going to do next? What's the plan from here? And it was kind of like, ooh, it's getting serious now. And I feel like with the CP, everything has got a lot more serious.
Forced to happen underneath her feet. I'm waiting for the morning light to shine through her transparent eyes. I know.
The production is a step up, definitely, but it wasn't overproduced, and we were kind of fearful of that happening. I think that shows because the songs are still as depthy as they always were, and And with Blood, I mean, like, with Blood especially, like, that is really produced, and, like, even with the, like, synthesizers and stuff, which we haven't done before at all, like, it, Blood itself is more of an indie record, kind of. Got this thing about it that kind of makes it feel like a summer song to me, even though it's kind of, like, melancholy, bittersweet, because the whole song's about overhearing fights and just general family complications. Yeah. I'm 18 in like a month now, if it's March. Literally, actually, every article that's been written about me is the first line or couple of lines is 17-year-old singer-songwriter or the young. So I suppose it does its job, and for me reading it every time, it's kind of like, really? I'm not that young anymore. You know, I suppose that's how I look at it, but like everybody at 17 thinks they're really old. If it means you will not show. This is the title track called Blood, B-L-U-D.
Of the show, Olan Stevenson, formerly of Eaten by Birds from Galway, currently based in London, new EP from his new act, The Bedroom, and this is called The Big Up. I'll see you after the news. Okay, so Johnny, I should explain, Johnny Tiernan, kind of local DJ, gig goer, based over in OEA, you've published magazines and done radio shows and all sorts of stuff in the past. You're a man who knows his local music inside out. You're one of our regular contributors, and you're here tonight as we do our little kind of new music exchange between now and 10 o'clock. By way of introduction to you, welcoming you back to the show, what would you like to play for us right now?
I want to play Space Dimension Controller and Mr. 8040's Introduction.
Johnny Tiernan, welcome back to Across the Line, our little Versus segment. That was by way of introduction to you. It's a track from the debut album proper from Space Dimension Controller, Northern Irish producer who we've played on the show a great deal in the past. But why did you want to play him tonight and specifically this track?
Well, because I just bought his record on nice, sexy purple vinyl a few weeks ago. And I've just been listening to it from start to finish. I seem to come on the show and talk about vinyl all the time. But I just like...
Such a hipster.
Whatever. But I just like the experience. You know, you get the fully appreciate and listening to the album start to finish, and it's a bit more of an active listen, and sitting down and listening to this album properly from start to finish is just such a masterpiece. It's a galactic funk concept record.
It's an album that would kind of work listening to it in vinyl and sort of sitting back and stuff as well. And also, good news, another record stop opening in Belfast, Sick Records, I believe, joining the likes of Dragon and Head Music and stuff. Great that people like yourself who like to buy vinyl have got another place that they can do so in Belfast.